With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and a good excuse, I think, to check in with our friends at Breast Cancer Resource Center here in Austin. And here to help us out with that is Kenya Johnson with Breast Cancer Resource Center. If you have any questions, you need answers, any information, the website is bcrc.org. That's Breast Cancer Resource Center, bcrc.org. Kenya, I appreciate you taking time today and joining us here in the Odyssey Austin offices and studios here in the Westlake Hills. Thanks for coming in.
Awesome. I'm so glad to be here. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, suffering through ACL Fest traffic to get here today, right?
Oh, most definitely.
That's a beautiful day outside.
It's going to be a great weekend.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, let's talk about it. It is, again, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. What is BCRC for anybody who doesn't know about it? What's the mission? What's the vision for BCRC?
Perfect. So our mission is to empower those that have been affected by breast cancer. And we do that through personalized support and compassion. And so the vision is that no one faces breast cancer alone. So it's kind of self-explanatory. We don't want anybody to be out there by themselves going through breast cancer.
I can imagine just a diagnosis might put you kind of on an island, at least internally. Whether that's true or not, you know, it's maybe not.
It does.
Yeah.
I was diagnosed myself with breast cancer October of 2019. And hearing those words, you have breast cancer, it shakes your world. And the life that you live is totally different from what you lived before.
Is that how you got involved with BCRC?
That is how I got involved on a different level. I actually got involved with BCRC in 1999 when I first moved to the Austin area. And I got involved with them because my mom had been diagnosed with breast cancer. And so I was trying to learn all about breast cancer and be educated on it so I can better serve my mother. And then came across BCRC and have been friends with them ever since. So when I always tell people when I was diagnosed, being the person that I am and involved in so much sitting on various boards and working at cancer organizations, I felt like I didn't know where to go. It just lost me, all of my knowledge of breast cancer and the people that I knew. And quickly it came back. I have some friends who brought me back into the moment. And one of my first calls was BCRC.
And does the shock of the diagnosis just kind of make you forget everything? Like, does it just, like, you can't focus on anything and you don't know where to turn?
That's a great question. For me, it did. I don't want to speak for all breast cancer survivors, but for me, it did. It was a shock that I was mentally prepared for. So I thought, because we lost my mom in 2003 to breast cancer, I thought if I ever heard those words, you have breast cancer, I would be prepared.
Yeah.
But it's nothing like hearing those words, you have breast cancer,
right,
and then just losing every part of your knowledge, your education, the things that you knew. I mean, I was active in the community around breast cancer, especially breast cancer that affected African-American women, because we know that our rates, we die in greater numbers than of other races. So it was quite important to me, but I couldn't think straight.
Did you, because of your mom's diagnosis, did you assume that that was a very real possibility for you?
I did, because of knowing what I know about breast cancer and how it can affect families, and also knowing my family history, not just my mother, but three of her first cousins they were all diagnosed with breast cancer. Their grandfathers had colorectal cancer. So knowing the family history is quite important, because if you have that family history, then you can kind of better prepare yourself.
You can track it and maybe make the moves to avoid it if possible.
Right.
Or catch it early.
Yeah, catch it early.
I don't know if it's avoidable.
Exactly. I was just going to say that it's not avoidable. It finds you wherever you are, and you hope that it finds you quickly. And to do that, you have to stay on top of your treatments. You have not only your treatments, but your exam. So women need to make sure that they have their annual mammograms. You know, with the pandemic, a lot of women kind of put that off.
Sure.
But hopefully now, you know, after...
It's a little safer to get out to the world these days.
Exactly. Get that mammogram. And then know your family history. That's important. And then also know what your standard of care is. So my standard of care had always been a mammogram with an ultrasound because of my family history. So some women might just have a mammogram because they don't have any family history.
Yeah.
And then some that do have that history, their standard of care might be a little different.
Can you talk about the programs offered by BCRC?
Sure.
What are we talking about? If someone finds himself diagnosed, what is it they can find at BCRC? What are they going to need to know?
Okay, perfect. I'm glad you asked that. So one thing, BCRC does several things. So one of the things is they will receive one-on-one guidance from a certified patient navigator, and that is going to include what to expect from the treatment aspect to the practical information, and then for dealing with the reality of having a breast cancer diagnosis.
Is that someone, and maybe you use this too with BCRC when you were diagnosed, is that someone to kind of walk you through to,
oh my gosh,
like guide to breast cancer?
So imagine somebody taking your hand and walking with you, and
sure,
that's exactly what they do. In my first chemotherapy treatment, someone from BCRC was there to make sure that everything was going okay, that I was okay, that my family was okay, that I didn't need anything additional, you know, other than the poison they were putting into my body to make me well. But they're awesome. Another thing, we think stories are important. You know, I'm always asking, and so is BCRC, we want to know people's story. We want to know where they come from. So women are able to do that. They're able to share their story and ask questions in that one-to-one support group. And we offer those virtually and in person. Another thing that's important to know, we have online forums that are 24/7. And so imagine that peer-to-peer support. So somebody like me that was newly diagnosed, I could call and speak to a woman who might have been maybe a 4-year breast cancer survivor.
Yeah.
Another thing we have is access to a virtual library. So a resource library for information on health and wellness, and that really comes from those subject matter experts. So if you want to know about your particular cancer, they are subject matter experts that can tell you. Because remember, there are multiple types of breast cancer. So your specific type, you can get information on that.
Yeah, there's a lot to know about it, and a lot of education available on the website, I noticed, too.
Yes, on the website. And also, those women can come to informational classes. We are hosting one once a month, and that is for newly diagnosed as well as the ones that have been diagnosed a few years prior. That's for metastatic breast cancer. We have a variety of services that will provide support.
Today on Inside Austin, we're speaking with Kenya Johnson with the Breast Cancer Resource Center here in Austin. BCRC.org is the address. BCRC, Breast Cancer Resource Center, BCRC.org. Can you imagine, I don't know if I want to call it a journey. That sounds weird.
Oh, it's a journey.
Okay. What would your, and I guess I'm asking you to imagine, what would your journey have looked like without the BCRC? Can you imagine how different it might have been?
I was blessed that I have a large circle of friends and family.
Yeah.
But my concern is for those women that don't have that. I could not imagine BCRC not being in their life. I would hope that all women call BCRC to get that handheld that I talked about earlier, and that walk, that person that's going to be there. It could be a note taker. I mean, patient navigators, they do so much. So if somebody is on this journey by themselves, their patient navigator can be on FaceTime and they could take notes for that person about what it's going to look like, what their treatment is going to look like, what chemotherapy means, what does that mean for that person, as well as radiation. the patient navigators are right there, whatever the need is. Say, for example, you know, you're having difficulty with your children being with you being diagnosed, and then they're not doing well with that. BCRC will find resources for your children. I mean, it's a broad circle yeah. of influence when you are a client of BCRC.
They always say, and you can speak to this more than I can, but not just one person in the family gets diagnosed with cancer. Like, the whole family receives the diagnosis.
Yes,
is that the case?
That is definitely the case.
And it's nice to have some resources to help you out with that diagnosis.
Right.
BCRC.org, again, is the website. Is that the best place to start if someone is diagnosed and they need some help from the BCRC, or maybe they know somebody who has been recently diagnosed? Is that where they should point them?
They should point them there, but I also want to make sure for those that don't have access to resources, so for those women that cannot access the web, you can always give us a call at 512-524-2560, because I don't want to take for granted that everybody has access to the web, and I don't want anybody to be left out if they can't reach us that way. So there are multiple ways. And then also we have Spanish speakers that are available for those women that need that service.
And we'll give that number here in just a little bit if somebody needs it and didn't get a chance to write it down.
Okay, great. Let's
talk a little bit about Art Bra. When was the last one? I feel like the next one's coming up real soon, is it?
I'm glad you asked about Art Bra. So I was an Art Bra model.
Oh, okay.
My first year out. And so we did Art Bra virtually this year. At least it was aired virtually.
Yeah.
But we did our, they were kind of set us up into different groups. For those of you that don't know, Art Bra is the financial arm. That is how BCRC is able to provide services at no cost.
So yeah, it's the biggest fundraiser of the year.
It is. It is our largest fundraiser, and it's tons of fun. And it is just what it says. It's Art Bra. So women that look like me, that are breast cancer survivors, that have had mastectomies or whatever the case, we are outfitted in some amazing bras that are created by designers. They're created by survivors. They could be created by your children. We wear those bras. They have themes for that event. It just happened, like I said, the next one is coming up, May of 2022. It's kind of hard to say 2022,
yeah,
but
it's
I know, right? But it's going to be coming up. And we are hoping that this one will be in person. It's tons of fun. And like I said, it's the way that we raise our money.
And I think the plan is at the JW Marriott downtown for this one.
You are absolutely
that
correct.
That is, if we can do it in
if
person.
If we can do it in person, we will be at the JW.
And is it too early to talk about ticket sales and sponsorships and tables? Are those items?
Well, it's never too early to talk about sponsorship. If you are interested in sponsoring, please go to our website for more information about that. We will have ticket information that's forthcoming. We will have those details out there as well. Right now, we're recruiting models and volunteers. So if you're interested in volunteering, there is a link on the web that you just click for volunteers and sign up, and we would love to have you.
Yeah, the Art Bra event is a great way to celebrate and to support BCRC here in Austin. What are the other ways if somebody wants to help out? Are we talking about donations or volunteerism? What are the ways that Austin and Central Texas can help the BCRC with their mission and vision?
We are talking about all of the above. We love our volunteers. I mean, they are the boots on the ground. We would love for people this month, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, to host an activity. Or say, for example, you're already hosting an activity and you just don't know where you want those funds to go. Those funds can then come to BCRC. If you just want to get some friends together and wear pink and look fabulous and charge $500 to come into your home that night and have some great food, you can do that too. And those donations can come to BCRC. So there are multiple ways for people to be creative and have events not only during this month, but also the other month.
And Kenya, we've got about 60 seconds left in this segment here on Inside Austin. I'll give you the last word. What is it we didn't get a chance to talk about? What didn't we get into? What would you like to say to Austin and Central Texas about the BCRC?
I would like to say to Austin about BCRC, get involved. If you know of somebody who is facing breast cancer, they've just been diagnosed, please have them reach out to us. We would love to provide assistance.
Yeah, because nobody has to go through that journey alone.
Exactly.
All right, and remember, Art Bra comes up May 2022 at the JW Marriott. Details on that, we'll have more of that, and we'll have to have you come back in and talk about that if you don't mind, in the spring.
I would love to.
And what's the phone number again that we promised we'd give out? If somebody doesn't have access to the web, how else can they reach out to BCRC?
512-524-2560.
And one more time, as we always do in radio.
512-524-2560.
All right, that's Kenya Johnson with BCRC. That's the Breast Cancer Resource Center here in Austin. I'll give you the website again. It's bcrc.org. Kenya, I really appreciate your time today here on Inside Austin. Thanks for joining us here in the studio.
Thank you for having us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.